Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD is available at 877-616-7445. All of the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And this is a place that's been around for the last 12 years without any federal funding, just private donations, keeping people, young people, between the ages of, say, 12 and 22 or 24, adolescents, the least lovable kind of kid, off the street, turning their lives around, getting them back to wherever it is they ought to be. Not necessarily back home, because a lot of these kids are on the street because nobody at home wants them. So they do an unbelievable job over there, and we're happy to raise money for them. All of the money we raise with the sale of our CD goes to My Friend's Place. Please give us a call if you like the show, and if you have a friend who would like, as a gift, our CD. Number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD, 877-616-7445. $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. $84,768.50 has been made so far in our campaign for My Friend's Place, which we started prior to Christmas, and we will end... Well, we never really end it, do we? We just go on through the whole year until our next CD comes out. So you can always pick it up, and you can also pick it up on our website, too, philhenryshow.com, where there's other interesting facts and figures about our show. There is a sign, a billboard up above a church in Bellflower, California, and this is part six, by the way, in our nine-part series, Religion in America, and this sign that was erected by a pastor, William Rennick, who is the head pastor at Joyful Union Congregation. The sign says, God hates you. Ask me why. And we have the good reverend on the line with us from Bellflower, California this afternoon. God hates you. Ask me why. You put this sign up. Why?
We put up that sign because we want to get people to notice the house of God. And,
was this shock value? Because, you know, there's all kinds of God hates fags and God hates this. And
no, I understand that, but the idea of God hates you, ask me why. We want people to come in and find out the answer to that. And we are aiming that primarily at two groups of people that we think are going to respond to that. And one group of people is the homosexual, and the other group of people are women who have had abortion or taking the life of a child through abortion. And
do you think God hates these people?
I don't know. I don't believe God hates anybody. And
so you have put up there on your on their little billboard above your church there, God hates you, ask me why, a sign that is primarily for shock purposes, right?
No, I'm not saying that God loves homosexuals or God loves women who've had abortions. Without question, I'm saying that God hates you, ask me why, is to let people know that they are not beyond God's wrath. And I'm saying it is aimed at the gay and the woman who gets an abortion.
But do you think God hates gay people?
No, I do not, Phil. I don't think that God hates gay people. I think it's okay to tell a small lie if you can get them in to hear a lot of truth. God will glorify the homosexual, I think.
Why would God glorify the homosexual? So you have up there on your sign, God hates you, ask me why, meaning homosexuals, but yet you think that he will glorify the homosexual.
Well, we don't know the orientation of Jesus. We didn't know the sexual orientation of Jesus. We didn't know the sexual orientation of the apostle. And,
well, you're not suggesting he was gay.
I'm not suggesting anything other than to say that if you are homosexual, you can be forgiven. And I'm not saying God hates you, but I'm saying I got that sign up. God hates you, ask me why. Come on in and find out why the Lord might be upset with you.
And so God doesn't necessarily hate homosexuals or women who have abortions.
Let's hold on there, because those are two distinctly different kind of people.
All right.
Those are two at the horns of a different color. Whether or not God hates a woman who's out of the bush.
But he doesn't hate gay people.
No, but I will tell you this. And I said this on July of the 17th of 1979. On a beautiful Sunday morning.
You sound like a hell of a preacher, by the way, Pastor Rennick.
What's that?
I said you sound like a hell of a preacher. You sound like a guy who really holds the interest of people.
Well, I'm just, I feel I am just speaking God's word. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, and for me, that is the kind of thing that I do. That's the kind of thing that I think I bring to the table. I bring a passion.
All right, but you mentioned something about July 17th, 1979.
On July 17th, 1979, I said these words to my congregation. God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve. And of all of...
Now, hold on, because I've heard that said so many times... That has become a ridiculous cliche. It's one of those things that you hear a lot of talk show callers say, okay? That God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve.
That's right. But it was either... Well, I had said that at Joyful Union.
You were the first guy to say that.
I'd written in lines.
You wrote that.
I wrote that. Yes, sir, I did.
God made Adam and Eve.
God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve. And that's what I said. That's what I said to all the gay that come to my congregation. God made Adam and Eve.
God didn't make Adam and Steve.
God didn't make no Adam and Steve.
All right. So God doesn't hate gay people.
No, God doesn't hate any people. God doesn't hate anybody.
So your sign, when you put a sign up that says God hates you, ask me why, you're manipulating people.
I am reaching out to the person who has sinned, Phil. And I've said to them, God wants to talk with you. Now you best pull your car over. You get out of your car. You come on in. Because God wants to talk with you.
And they're going to know who they are.
They're going to know who they are. Because the Lord reaches out to all sinners.
Why have you targeted homosexuals and women who've had abortions?
Because I think they're the ones with a guilty conscience.
They're the ones who feel bad.
They're the ones who feel bad. They're driving down the street. Driving down the street, I say, I've been with a man. That's against Leviticus. God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make no Adam and Steve. Those are the ones that need God the most.
All right, but you also said, Pastor, that you target women who've had abortions.
Well, that's a tougher one. Because I think God made... hate them more than he hates homosexuals. I don't think God hates anybody. He might hate the woman who committed a homicide before he hates the man who's a homosexual.
Because she's killed a baby.
Because she killed a baby. Now, I'd be better be a homosexual than be a homicide committer. And I'd rather take one straight up the old dirt road. And I say that because I love God. I love Jesus.
Well, do you speak this way in your church? Do you speak this way in your church?
In my church? Yes, sir, I do.
Up the old dirt road.
I would rather take one up the dirt road than if I was going to be a homicide committer. I'd say that, yeah.
Because that's something that I don't want you to continue to do here on my show, if you don't mind, okay?
Well, this is for the woman who might say to herself, I had a doctor suck a baby right out of my womb, and now I need God's love.
That's why you have that billboard.
That's why I got that billboard. Because God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve.
Well, you keep with the God made Adam and Eve, God didn't make Adam and Steve, but you're talking now about women who've had abortions, okay?
I'm talking about all people who are sinners in the eyes of God.
But God doesn't really hate them.
No. I don't believe God hates, but God's wrath is definitely ever present for them.
All right. There are people, members of your congregation, we're talking with Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation, who put a sign up, a billboard. You purchased billboard space over your church that says, God hates you, ask me why. And there are members of your own congregation who want this billboard taken down, and there are people in the neighborhood who would like it down.
I think that they are going to have to increase their tithing.
You want them to spend more money.
I think so. I'm not going to make me take down a sign that I think is bringing people in. And for the first time, and they're allowed to come into the house of God. I think it's acceptable, Lord, for me to lie to get these people in, or to get them to return to the flock. And that means that I'm getting more people in. Now, if they want me to take that sign down, then they should increase their tithing to help us serve the souls we have.
Well, they're offended by the whole God hates you, ask me why, because you may not know this or you may not recall, there were some very hateful things in the news regarding God and homosexuals not too long ago, and of so-called ministers.
I don't hate anybody. I don't.
Yeah, but you got a sign up that says "God hates you, ask me why," and then they come in, and what do they say? What do you say to a homosexual who walks in and says, "You know, I just saw your sign. What do you mean God hates me?"
I tell him exactly what I told you. God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. Okay.
Now that's something that I've heard on every talk show for the last 30 years. God made Adam and Eve, and God didn't make Adam and Steve. What makes you think that that is going to be convincing coming out of you?
Because I wrote it. I came up.
You're telling me you came up with that line.
I came up with that. 1979. That is mine. That is mine. 22 years ago, I wrote that line. As part of a youth ministry that we were doing at the Joyful Union at the time. Now, I will tell you, I was a 32-year-old man then, just beginning my ministry.
And you wrote the line, "God made Adam and Eve, God didn't make Adam and Steve."
I wrote it. And that's the, what I'm saying is that brings them into my church.
And the woman who has the abortion, she just commits homicide.
She's a little bit tougher to bring in. I think she's got a bigger guilty conscience. You see.
Well, are you going to take the sign down?
Down.
Well, you have complaints from the neighborhood. You got complaints from people in your own church.
I understand that, but I'm doing God's work.
Reverend, I know you're doing God's work, and I appreciate that.
God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve.
I got that.
But he got put me on this earth to spread that message. You see?
So you're going to get more tithing out of people if you take the sign down.
I would expect them to do that, yes. Absolutely.
All right, Pastor Renick, hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. So there you go. The very forceful Pastor William Renick, a Joyful Union congregation. And he's got a big sign that says, "God hates you, ask me why." And when you go into his church, then he explains. And he's looking primarily for gay people and women who've had abortions because he thinks they're the ones with the guiltier consciences of people out there. Now, the most interesting part of all of this, I never knew that God hates Adam and Eve, God made Adam and Eve, God didn't make Adam and Steve, was something written by one guy. And Renick, this pastor, claims it's his. Do you have any way of checking that up, Mike? You said you talked to him before the show and he claims that he wrote that. Did you check it and you checked it on the internet? There was nothing? Well, checking it on the internet, I mean, you might as well go down a street corner and ask some guy walking by. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Talking to Pastor William Renick. He is with the Joyful Union congregation. On a bad cordless phone there, Pastor.
I know. I'm right now, Phil. I'm going to try and move from one office to the other, if you don't mind.
Well, why don't you just stay where you are, and we can do it. We got a news break coming up, okay?
All right.
Okay. And, Pastor, you are at the Joyful Union congregation.
Joyful Union congregation, Bellflower, California. About 637 souls. Part of our congregation. Now, we have been around since 1953.
The big sign that you purchased over your church says, "God hates you, ask me why," and you're aiming mostly at homosexuals and women who have abortions. How do they know that that sign's meant for them?
Because I have on the sign, I've got clearly for the homosexual and the woman who had murdered her baby.
And you got that on the sign?
On the sign, yes, sir. "God hates you, ask me why," for the homosexual and the woman who murdered her baby. Then they come in, and then they talk to me.
Well, what if you got a woman who has had an abortion and is feeling terrible about it?
And a lot of these women do. They come in, they're crying, they're carrying on everything, and that is the best time to begin to talk to them about coming to Jesus, because they feel guilty already. And I say, "Well, you come in, you sit down, I'll get you a cup of coffee, I'll get you a cup of tea, and let's talk about it." And that's about the time, the membership, the tithing's best. Well, they say, "I feel so guilty." I say, "Well, if you've got $50 or $100 that goes toward maintaining this ministry, well, that'll help too."
So you're taking advantage of the women emotionally?
No, sir, I am not. I am saying it helps the ministry to help them.
Well, it sounds like that to me. Here is Janet in St. Louis.
That is not what I'm doing, sir.
Janet, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Yeah. I love your show. I just wanted to say thank you to Dave Glover for referring your show to me. But I just wanted
God
to say that
you.
He needs to change his sign to God hates your sin. Ask me why. Not God hates the God does not hate the sinner. He hates the sin.
God doesn't want the homosexual. What about the homosexual?
He does not hate that man. He does not hate the woman. He hates the fact that she aborted her child.
But what about the homosexual?
God is love. He does not hate.
All right, now we're not saying. All right, now you're not saying that you. Hold on.
Oh God.
Hold on. You're not saying that you hate anybody, is that right?
I'm not saying I hate anybody. I'm saying I got to get them through the door, though, to find out whether or not I can at least get $50 to $100 to keep this ministry going. Okay?
You need to pay for that yourself. You need to have your tithers pay for that. You shouldn't ask a woman that comes in there and asks you why God hates her.
But she's feeling pretty.
That is taking advantage of you of a woman emotionally.
But she's feeling pretty down.
You still on that.
God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve.
That's the truth. But God does not hate that man.
All right, if I got to hear that one more time.
I wrote that.
God hates the sin.
You know that I wrote that?
I don't care if you wrote that. That doesn't matter.
You don't care if I wrote
that.
And I'll ask you something right now. A woman put a vacuum tube up between her leg, and so she don't have to feel guilty about that.
She does have to feel guilty about that.
$50
God does not hate her for doing that. He hates the sin.
Well, he hates the sin.
I don't believe that you're in the Holy Ghost by telling someone.
I'm revealed in the Holy Ghost. I'm revealed. Are you revealed?
But you don't need to say God hates you.
What?
God hates the sin.
But I want to say, Janet, to you right now. I've been a Pentecostal minister since 1971.
I've been a Pentecostal woman since 1993.
That's not as long as me, is it?
No, it's not. But you know what? My pastor would never say God hates you.
And I want to tell you, Janet, right now. I'm going to ask you a question.
Your sins, you need to repent of that sin.
I'm going to ask you the question.
God is love. My pastor preached God is love.
I'm going to ask you the question.
You preach that God loves you. He hates your sin.
I want to ask you a question, Janet. Have you ever had abortion?
No, I have not.
Bull crap.
Wait a second. You don't know.
I'm 23 years old.
I'll tell you, God hates Adam and Eve. But he don't hate no Adam and Steve. He'll hate Adam and Eve for having abortion, but he don't hate Adam and Steve. They don't ever have an abortion.
He does not hate anybody. God does not hate.
God. So the idea that God doesn't hate.
God hates or you believe God loves?
Well, I think he probably.
Oh, you don't know what you don't ask him. He's a stupid talk show host.
Oh, he is not.
He's a moron doing the show.
Wait a second. I have my religious beliefs, too.
Okay. What do you think?
Well,
he don't even know what he's talking about, Janet. You need to talk to me.
You know what?
You need to talk to me.
I'm talking to Phil, and I'm talking to you. This is
a
B and C conversation.
God hates a liar, Janet. God hates a liar. Now, don't tell the Lord a lie.
God does not hate.
You had an abortion?
He sent his only begotten son because he loved the world. It says that in John.
John what?
It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Wait a minute. I know it's in John 3:16.
How do you know?
Because they had it on a sign at a ball game I was watching.
At a ball game you were watching.
God so loved the world. You need to read your Bible, preacher, before you start preaching.
Janet, you hear what Henry said? The only reason why he knows that, he saw it on a sign at a ball game.
Isn't it good that the guy had the sign at a ball game?
Guy had a sign at a ball game. Next thing you're going to be telling me is that dude with a funny multicolored wig.
It was the guy with the wig.
Holy Jesus.
All right, Janet, thank you very much for your call. And we'll continue with this conversation. What's wrong with me knowing that off of a sign?
That means that you have never read the Bible. And that means that...
Well, I've read the Bible. I'm not a big Bible reader.
The only reason why you know John 3:16 is because some drunk held that sign up behind home plate at a World Series game. Now, you know that's true.
Well, why are you angry?
I'm angry because I'm trying to bring souls to God, and you're trying to drive them away with some Jezebel who had an abortion. She won't even be honest about it.
Well, we don't know that that's true, sir.
Huh?
We don't know that that is true, Reverend. Man. 1-800-449-Jezebel. That's a good one. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Pastor William Renick on The Phil Henry Show in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. A big sign was erected by his congregation that says, God loves you, or God hates you, ask me why. It always seems to me, Pastor, that, Reverend, that, you know, religious groups are trying these loud, outrageous, crazy, offensive things to attract attention to themselves. Isn't that true?
You know something? You have got to attract the attention of people. When I wrote God Loved Adam and Eve, he didn't make no Adam and Steve. I knew that I was trying to reach the people. I knew that I was trying to reach the people. You've got to be flashy. You got to put on your Sunday best. Not take a walk down the street, polish your shoes. You know, a man's got nothing but a smile and a shoe shine. And my father always said that.
That's like from Death of a Salesman.
Huh?
That's like from Death of a Salesman. A man has a smile and a shoe shine.
Well, I'm not talking about death. I'm talking about the everlasting life of the soul. And so when God hates the gay, God hates a woman to have an abortion, he's got a good reason.
Well, what is that reason?
I don't know. I'm not God. But he don't like homosexual, and he don't like women with no abortion. I put it up there.
All right, let me go to a phone call. Now, I have to say to this lady, is it Tina?
Yeah.
Hi, Tina. I want you to know, are you in Florence, Kentucky right now?
Yes.
Okay, my producer, one of my producers, Melissa Morgan, got very wistful and homesick. She's from Florence, Kentucky, when she saw your name there. And she wanted to ask you, are you on Main...
I don't know how homesick I would be, but...
Are you on Main Street right now?
No, actually, I'm on 275.
She's on 275. Melissa's going, oh, that's the loop. Is that the loop around the city?
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay, there you
heading
go.
Home.
God made yes, Adam and Eve, not Adam and
snow
Eve.
Snow just melted.
Yes, ma'am. So go ahead with your comment.
That is a
well,
very
I
nice...
I just have a couple comments.
Can I say something, Phil? I had spent a summer in Florence, Kentucky myself. It's a lovely town.
Thank you. Go ahead, Tina.
Okay. I just think that... I don't know about his church, but in our church, I had heard that you said that he had some of his parishioners who disagreed with that. But I know in our church, we would never, ever do anything. I don't know how he can keep people in his church if people don't like what he's doing. But second of all,
they got to go to church.
More?
They're going to go to hell and burn if they don't support this ministry.
Well, wouldn't you know, I think would be more beneficial is why don't you, like, get people together and march against abortion or do something in that regard so that way you don't even have to reach out to those people.
I don't do that mess anymore. They tried that mess. Go out and do a march and all that mess. I don't do that. What I do is I prophesy.
Well, I have a question for you.
God hates the fag. You ask me why. Then they come in and find out, well, I don't really mean that. What I want him to do is come into the house of God.
I have a question for you. How many homosexuals actually come into your church?
They all come in all pissed off and all like that. They're all in and say, well, how dare you say that about me? I say, well, if the shoe fits, and then we get to talking and everything, and they'll give me a $50 donation. You know what I'm saying?
So it's about money.
Well, it's all about money.
Well, you know, I do appreciate the fact that you're trying to reach out to people to bring them closer to God, but I don't think that, I mean, first of all, if I were a homosexual...
Wait a minute, you said something also...
And I had homosexual tendencies...
Shut up, Phil, she's talking.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, if I were a homosexual, say, and I came into your church, how comfortable would I feel in your church knowing that I should feel guilty about my homosexual tendencies,
well,
and everybody in my church feels
that
way as well.
Well, you know, because it's a sin against God. He don't like God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. you got that, okay? So that's what I'm trying to say. But I would tell you this: I would rather take it up the old dirt road than have had an abortion.
Well, you'll never have to know what that's like because you're not a woman.
Huh?
I said you'll never have to know what that's like because you're not a woman.
Hey,
can you hear me?
You don't feel I've got to change offices.
All right, change offices. Are you going to change phones?
Yes.
All right, how are you doing? Okay, his phone is really crapped out. Are you there, Reverend?
You hear me?
I can hear you. Where did you go?
I moved away from the base unit.
That's great, man. Here is it Donita? Hi, Donita. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Oh, hold on, Donita. We'll go to Melissa. Melissa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm Melissa, and I'm appalled. I'm appalled that you passed the verdict for the division in which you're causing. But that to get to the first point, God made Adam and Eve, not Steve.
God
I can
made
say
Adam
I
Eve.
Wrote that. I wrote that.
I wrote that.
For the simple fact that I've been saying it for the last past 27 years.
You have not been saying it for 27 years, sister, because it's not been around for 27 years. I wrote that in 1979.
I beg your pardon.
You
I disagree with you on that, and I can
you,
put my hand on the Bible. You're wrong about that, but that's neither here nor
you
there.
You said that before God. If you're lying before God, and you know you are.
No, sir, I'm not. I don't part with the man.
Wait a minute.
Said.
Melissa, you said you've been saying God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, for 27
almost,
years.
Almost 30 years.
Oh, come on, sister.
Almost 30 years. So you
do
don't
you
have
know?
No monotony on that forgetting. I promise you, you don't.
Look
I
here.
Promise you, sir.
Look here. I want to ask you a question. How do you know it's 27 years? How do you know it's not more like 17 or 20 years?
Somebody could have been saying it for 50 years as far as I know, but I can tell you personally that I've been saying it and I've known it to be around for almost 30 years.
I wrote that line in 1979 during my 9 a.m. sermon.
That.
July 17th, 9 a.m. I was banging my sermon out because I didn't have anything. And I said, I got it. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
I disagree with you, and I'm also saying that I'm not the first one that has started saying it, but I want to get to the issue
about
your sign.
There's no way of proving.
I tell you right now, I got that copy. You talk to, they got a writer's strike coming up. Now, there's going to be some boys out on the street.
What's the writer's strike got to do with anything?
Because I wrote that line.
Melissa, go ahead.
I want to go ahead on, and I want to peep something on you here, Minister Reddick. I don't think you are spreading the word as the Lord would. You see, some people would call and some people just went. And I think you might have just went overboard roundabout here for the simple fact that God does not target no one individual. To him, sin is sin. And if you are a man or a woman or a boy child of God, you know he does not categorize no sin. He don't target no people.
Yeah, but you
sin
know as well as I do that
a liar is the same thing as a woman having an abortion.
Than a woman
the same
to have
thing
an abortion.
As two men and two females
shoot.
Together. You know that's right. It's
well,
in the Bible.
You're talking up a storm here. You won't let me say a word.
Go ahead.
Now, sister, all I'm trying to say is I think it's worse for a woman to take the life of a child, much worse than for a man on a Friday night. He get all liquored up. Maybe he not knowing what he's doing. He lay down with another man.
Pastor Reddick, you are wrong.
Wouldn't you say
God
me?
Don't categorize sin
on
different
me?
Kinds of pedestals.
No,
you are wrong. See, you must preach the word as it's written. You're not supposed to take away or add, and you are taking away and adding, and the Lord said, woe unto you.
Whoa. Now, hold on just a
you
minute.
You can't grow an inch,
now,
and you can't take an inch. Now, you know better than that.
I ain't talking about taking an inch. I'm talking about maybe taking 4 or 5 inches on a Friday night. Now, listen to me.
Look, at all of that crude humor isn't going to get you anywhere.
I'm trying to lose. This sister wants to get all angry at me.
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed in you.
Don't
you know,
preach to
you,
the preacher.
You know anything about God. You know better than what you talk
well,
to
Well, I
me.
Know that. I'm just trying to say common sense would tell
God
you.
God is no respect of person. Now, tell me different.
God loves you. And God loves me.
And I don't care.
Okay.
He will forgive you for every sin you commit except for blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and that's denying that Jesus is his son. Now, you tell me that's wrong.
I ain't saying Jesus is his son.
Commit abortion,
I never said
if they have
I know that Jesus is his son. But we don't know nothing about Jesus' orientation, do we?
Yes, we do.
What?
We
know
he's
know
past
he's...
finding out.
We did what?
He's past finding out. As
high as
heaven is from the earth.
Is he straight?
Wait a second.
Is Jesus straight?
Well, that depends if you mean that in a coy way or not.
I'm just telling you.
Because nobody can define God and nobody is infinitive
in
like
he is. In a coy way? Look, if I tell these fags that God hates them, they'll repent and return to the flock. Now, ain't that a good thing?
There's no difference in a fag than a liar and a backbiter and no difference than you.
I tell you the big difference in a fag and some
bad
shit.
Information. Because what you're teaching people is against what Christ and his son with their 3-1.
What'd you
have? I have beat you. You are shaming the location by which you was called.
What the hell
if
movies
you
watching? Called, you talk
you
about
must
3-1.
Have just went.
You know something? You talk about 3-1.
You,
you talk about
win.
A movie
you
just
must have wasn't called.
I think there's some guilt in your soul.
No, sir. I know the Lord, and I know what His Word says.
You never had a coat hanger
you
between
can't
your
lose
legs.
Me.
You never had a coat hanger between your legs.
You
okay,
lose
that's
me. It
way,
don't
way.
What I had between my legs.
That's
sir.
Way.
I tell you right now that I would much rather have had a man.
And I'm gonna tell you something. It ain't about no money, and you wrong about that too. You
well,
can't be bringing people in there and targeting people to get money for supporting this ministry.
All he's gonna do is go out and buy
is all about hell.
Oh, wait a second. Don't you think it's better he give me the $50 and pay some boy?
No, because you an antichrist.
Antichrist. Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
I put up the whole big sign. I try to make people back to Christ.
And, you know, Phil is right. You know, you're being all flamboyant to draw attention to yourself.
That's
I
exactly
agree
right.
With him.
I Mr.
agree
Henry,
with him.
Is the,
you
are you,
overboard.
Hold on, sister. Hold on. I'll take it from you. But this dumbass talk show host, this guy's the dumbest
you
guy.
You keep on saying that. But
now,
you know
on.
What? You are so wrong. This man
you
is
know
so
as well as I do. This
literate.
Man, he's
and
the
he is,
dumbest
man
right
is
man.
Good.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know anything about the Bible.
Now, hold on. Mr. Henry, I don't mean anything about this. You are the dumbest white man that I have ever talked to. You didn't even know John 3:16.
Yes, I did.
Because you've seen it in a ball game.
It doesn't matter how he's seen it. He saw it.
All right, so I don't
and
read the Bible
it.
All that much.
He knew it was the God, word of God.
Where's
so.
Your head, man? You've got to get a little more education.
All right,
no,
so I got to
read.
He's
no
a
more
dumb
education.
White. Oh, he's a dumb white man.
Look it. Maybe I need to read the Bible.
Read the Bible. You ought to sit home all week long and read the Bible.
I
right.
think you need to put your Bible away, Minister Reddick.
Put it away?
Yes,
I'll
sir.
I'll never put it away. Not as long as I got dumb crackers like Henry to talk to and get
yeah.
on his show.
You know what?
Look, I don't
think
like...
you're going through a menopause. Because,
mental
you know,
pause
you're,
or a menopause?
You're talking like a fool.
I'm talking like a man who
you're
is
talking
filled
like
with
a
Holy
fool.
Ghost. And I
you know how Joe's
love,
wife was when he went through all of them troubles that he had?
Who?
She talked real crazy, too.
Who?
Joe's wife. You know, she couldn't understand why he was staying firm on the word of God
Job.
With everything going on in his
Wait
life.
You tell me that Joe's wife doesn't
so
know how he's staying firm?
In your life that you can't
right.
deal with it.
Look, I think, Melissa, you made a very, very good series of points. And
oh, the cracker's weighing in.
Look, I can say who I think was smart.
Well, you going to hang up on me now?
Yes, sir. I've had you on long enough. Melissa, thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it very much. Pastor Reddick, good luck with your church and your billboard, okay?
What'd you say about Job's wife not being firm?
Never mind about that. It was Job. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show. Did I tell you how much I weighed at the doctor yesterday when I went for my physical and I got weighed in? 270 pounds. Come on. Come on. What a pig. You got it. 270, my brother. So we are on our way to an early death. Come on. Hey. Walk out to my car, fumble for my keys, suddenly grab my left arm, fall to the cement, cardiac arrest, talk show host dies in underground parking garage after his show, Phil Henry will be missed. Hey. How do you like that? How do you like it when I paint it in those terms, huh? Look at everybody in there is like wiping a tear from their eye. I'm telling you, you can't fool around with this stuff. And get a load of this. The magic words from my doctor on how to lose weight. Here's what he said. And I got a great doctor, seriously. He's a great guy. But he said this is what he said to me. You know how you lose weight, Phil? How's that, Doc? Portion control and exercise. You mean eat less and walk. You got it. Hey. What the hell, man? I got that already. I understand. My wife, Maria, has dropped some weight on Weight Watchers. And I mean, she's looking good. I think I'm going that route. But I don't know. I got the booklets in my bag, like 1 point for this and 2 points. So in other words, if I eat it like Pollo Loco, which is down the street, I got to get out the thing. Well, how much is like a chicken breast? Is it 3 points or something in salsa? I know one thing that don't take any points, and that's vegetables. I can eat that until the cows come home, but you got to have protein, right? So then I'm thinking about all of this, and we're going through this catalog, which is the Harriet Carter catalog. Melissa gets all these catalogs at home, and she brings them in, and they got all these goofball products, right? And many times I've been watching television, she'll say, how fat do you have to be to buy that? Or have you ever thought of that? Like, I'll never forget, Ronco came out. I swear to God, this was the product. My friend Don and I thought, how fat and lazy do you have to be to buy that product? It was a paper towel, an electric paper towel dispenser. You pushed a button and one paper towel would come down. How fat, how lazy, how, you know, almost, what's that word they use? Morbidly obese? Just get up and rip the towel off. Guy's got to push the button so one comes down. Get a load of this. Now, here's one. This is from the Harriet Carter. How fat, sad, and lazy do you have to be to buy this? Get in and out of your car effortlessly. Swivel seat that does the work for you. Swivel cushion helps turn your body to glide in and out of the car. Eliminate stressful twisting. Reduces strain on back, hips, neck. Ideal for elderly or anyone with stiffness or back pain. What they don't say. Or anyone with an ass as wide as the car itself. Order one for driver and passenger. Look at this, Craig. It's a swivel seat. What if you went to the ball game with a buddy of yours? And he's swiveling out of your van. All right. So maybe some people. Hey, look, I slipped a disc. I know how bad it is to get in and out of a car. But, like, that lasted a week, and then I was okay. And am I really going to spend, like, $37? You know, there's one way of getting out of your car. You're supposed to swing. If you got a bad back, you're supposed to swing your legs out and then push your car. You know, you don't need a swivel seat. Now, how fat do you have to be to get deer repellent? What, not enough food for you, man? You don't want to keep the deer away? They're selling deer repellent here. Deer repellent prevents deer from feeding on your favorite backyard plants. What a fat slob you are that you'd keep the freaking deer out of your yard, man. What, are you out there nibbling on it yourself? Here is, turn cell phone into a speakerphone. How tubby. Just bend over and answer the phone, you fat freak. Hands-free speakerphone kit. Turns any cell phone into a speakerphone. And you know how good those sound, don't you? Don't they great when we get calls on a show from people?
Hey, Phil, yeah. This guy is a great thing. I'm a fan of Freeland.
Man, that's a great speakerphone, sir.
Really? You like it? I just bought it. I got it over the Harriet Carter catalog.
Great. Pick up the phone and talk like a human being. Like, anytime I get a speakerphone, it just tightens my jaws, you know? It's like...
Yeah, listen, I wanted to say that.
Would you mind picking up the handset?
Yeah, okay, you're one of those people, huh?
Yeah, I'm one of those kinds. You know, I'd rather think that the conversation we're having is private and is not being eavesdropped in on by 15 other people in your office right now.
No, okay, but I can assure you there's no one here.
Right, okay. Okay, Squirrel Chaser. Squirrel Chaser keeps pesky squirrels and chipmunks from making mayhem in your yard. What, so you can eat all the bird seed, you fat freak? Lose some weight.